Are you ready to take your child on a journey to discover their Indian roots?
Yay!
Introducing Chimes, the ultimate audio platform for young minds aged 3 to 15. At Chimes, we believe in the power of storytelling to connect children to their cultural heritage. From captivating folk tales to colorful festivals to mesmerizing history, Chimes brings the rich stories of Indian traditions to life. So connect your child to their Indian roots with us. Download the app today and start the journey. Search Chimes Kids Audio Stories and Podcasts app on Apple or Google Play Store. Chimes, audio that inspires.
Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
Today in Little Explorers, we talk about a country which has shortest border length from a neighboring country. It is the southern African country of Botswana for us. Botswana is officially called the Republic of Botswana. It is a landlocked country in South Africa. Its capital is Gaborone. The official languages are English and Setswana, and the people living there are called Batswana. Since it's a landlocked country, it shares all its borders with countries around southern African continent, and they are South Africa to the south and southeast, Namibia is to its west and north, Zimbabwe to the northeast, and its border with Zambia, which is not very definitely defined because it is right at the center of Zambezi River. It is at the most a few hundred meters long, thus making it the shortest border between two countries in the entire world. There are some really interesting facts about this country. Largely a flat country, but 70% of it is Kalahari Desert. Botswana's 41% of land area is really natural. Specifically talking about the inland delta, there is Okavango Delta, which is the largest inland delta in the world. The country also has salt pans called Magadi Kadi salt pans, and they are the largest ones in the world. The country has a really varied wildlife. The salt pans have wild meerkats. The Magadi Kadi National Park and Boteti River are dwelled by zebras and other wild beasts. There is Shobe National Park, which has a significant population of elephants who can be seen enjoying their time in Shobe Riverfront, where they drink water, play and swim. Another place, Linyanti, is famous for spotting leopards and wild dogs. Talking about birds, the Okavango Delta is a paradise for people who love to watch birds. There are over 500 recorded bird species that visit here between December and March. If you go camping, be really careful not to keep your food there because animals roam freely around the campsites. There are dedicated spaces for different animals. There is Kama Rhino Sanctuary, where the focus is on these endangered animals. Thus, the country offers a varied safari experience. Boat cruises, you can take Mokoro trips, game walks, canoeing, and spot animals on your way. Talking about its terrain, largely the country is flat, but the highest point is Sodilo Hills with an altitude of 1,489 meters above the sea level. The country is really famous for its sunsets. Talking about diamonds, Botswana is world's biggest diamond producing country in terms of value, with Jwaneng Diamond Mine as the richest diamond mine by value in the world. The Okavango Delta is UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it was the 1,000th site to be enlisted. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Botswana's flag consists of a light blue field. which is divided horizontally in the center by a black stripe framed with thin white lines at both the sides. So that was the flag of Botswana for us. Know about other countries, their flags and interesting things about them. Listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is The Little Explorers.